will project that onto a scale beyond our capability of control and miss the lesson that we need to apply these things to the scope of our jurisdiction, our authority, which we can control. And, you know, in God's kingdom, faithfulness is a valuable commodity, and so we need to be faithful at whatever level we are at, and when we are faithful there, then we will be faithful on the next level as well. We do not want to be like society where you get promoted to the level of your incompetence. We want to be promoted on our faithfulness to a level that we will continue to demonstrate to be faithful. So we are going to be in Proverbs chapter 29. I'm going to read that. I know I don't do this. Well, there's a lot to be said here. So let me read the first four verses and then we will move on from there. Proverbs chapter 29, verse number one, he who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, and when a wicked man rules, the people groan. Whoever loves wisdom makes his father rejoice, but a companion of harlots wastes his health. The king established, by the way, we talked about, you know, injustice brings about waste. We talked about that last week. You don't want to waste your health. Have you ever seen, you know, anybody that said, you know, energy is wasted on the young, you know, because, I mean, they just go, they don't have a lot of experience, but boy, they sure have a lot of fun. And then when you're old, you have a lot of knowledge and you could use that energy and you don't have it. So you don't want to waste your wealth. Okay, verse number four, the king establishes the land by justice, but he who receives bribes overthrows it. Let me drop down to verse number 12. If a ruler pays attention to lies, all his servants become wicked. The king who judges the poor, his throne will be established forever. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. And verse number 26, many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and he who is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. So there are several different things that are talked about where people are in authority. And if the person who is entrusted with authority is a righteous person, they are in right standing with God. They are in right standing with the law. They're in right standing with justice. They are there to serve and not to be served. When the righteous are in authority, according to God's definition of righteousness, not society's perception of righteousness, it says the people rejoice. That's a good thing. Now, it doesn't mean that the people who are rejoicing are all righteous. That is an independent decision, okay? But righteousness, when people serve in righteousness, then there is benefit that is going to flow to everyone in society. When people are operating in justice, everybody is going to benefit, even those who may not be in a right relationship with God. The scripture says that God causes the sun to shine on the just and the unjust because he's a just God. Now, so that means that if we're in authority, we need to be operating from a righteous standard. I know too many people who reign in their authority in unrighteousness and then demand the benefits of having done that in righteousness simply because they hold the position. That's not what God is looking for. He is looking for people who are positioned in authority, are in a right relationship with God, are in right standing with the law, and doing things the right way in the right time for the right reason, And when that happens, people rejoice. The opposite of that is also true, and that is whenever a person is wicked and he rules, it says the people groan. So whenever there is wickedness in authority, the people suffer. And you and I, we're not in this to make people suffer. We're in this so that people can benefit. Before we get into the justice dialogue here, it says in verse number 12, if a ruler pays attention to lies, all his servants become wicked. So if you are in a position of authority, surround yourself with people who will tell you the truth, who will tell you not what some lobbyist wants you to hear. You don't want people telling you what they think you want to hear. You don't want people telling you what they've determined you need to hear. You know, the Bible says that in the last days, people are going to surround themselves with speakers, with teachers who will kind of tickle their ear. They will communicate things that make them feel good, but it's not necessarily true. And a lot of times people look at that and say, well, you know, that might be what happens with preachers. I believe that what we're seeing in 2021 and the years leading up to this is that there's a lot of communication vehicles out there, television, radio, internet, YouTube, you know, all sorts, and people are selecting things that kind of are pleasing to their ear, whether they're true or whether they're not. So if you're a ruler, you want people telling you the truth. Now, here's one of the great mysteries in government. If a person is running for office and they go out there and tell their constituents, their voters, hey, if you elect me, this is what I'm going to do. And then they go to the position that they've been elected to, and they don't do that, they will come back the next election cycle and do the same thing all over again without consequence. So, you know, a lot of times people are not interested in solving problems. They're interested in the problems still existing so that that problem gives them job security. Okay, don't hate me just because I'm telling the truth. Now, the same people who will lie to their constituents have a law on the book that if you are testifying before Congress and you lie to Congress, that's a crime, and they'll send you away even though they may have told you way more lies than you ever told them. So you don't want to surround yourself with people who are strangers to the truth. Okay? Because what happens is if you listen to the lies, be it from an advisor, be it from a media person, if you listen to lies, if you pay attention to the deception, then you are going to cause all of the people to become wicked because they're going to make decisions on you buying into deception. They're going to make decisions from a false foundation, and everybody is going to become wicked in the process. That's why we need Jesus in America. Jesus is truth. Jesus, you know, could have lied and got out of the accusations, but he stands for truth. He's, you know, they said, "Are you the Son of God?" And he said, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And he said, "Did somebody tell you that, or are you saying that on your own accord?" You know. He wasn't going to lie. just to save his own skin. And so let's once again put a premium on truth. Set the example. Be a person who tells the truth and not a person who is affected by falsehood and deception. Okay, so let's go back to verse number 4. The king establishes the land by justice, but he who receives bribes overthrows it. So I worked for a pastor one time, and out of all the pastors that I worked for, I probably remember I probably remember more of his sermons or more of the things that he said in sermons than any other pastor that I had. And he made this statement one time. He was preaching about the children of Israel, and they were coming out, and he made this statement. He said, if you can be bought, you can be sold. If you can be bought, you can be sold. And that's what a bribe does. It says, he who receives bribes overthrows it. What is the it that overthrows? Overthrows justice in the land. Okay? We don't want justice overthrown. We don't want the land being subjected to injustice. In fact, you and I, we want our business to be established in justice. We want our home to be established in justice. Some people would look at this and say that the it is the land itself, that the domain, the jurisdiction, the degree of authority that you've got. So I want to ask you, how long do you want something to endure? Okay? You don't want it to be fleeting. You don't want it to be impacted in a negative manner simply because you were greedy. Okay? So you and I, we want justice in our companies, justice in our homes, justice in our churches, justice in our nation, in our community. And so we need to establish our level of authority in justice. And then you know what that means? When it is built up on the rock, that no matter what storm comes our way, it is going to stand. He who receives bribe does exactly the opposite. They undermine their own throne so that it collapses. Verse number 14 says this, the king who judges the poor with truth, his throne will be established forever. So justice is not for sale. Justice is not for the rich. Justice is not for the powerful. Justice is not for the celebrities or the famous or the influential or the people in the know. Justice is universal. It is the same for all who are there. It says, and when you are treating people equally as the king, said, your throne will be established forever. One more verse that I want to touch on before we get to the end of chapter 29, and that is this, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. Another version said, where there is no vision, the people perish. But where there is no revelation, there's a footnote in my Bible, and it says, where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, and when they do that, they die. The more reinforced the boundaries of our lives are, the more power we are going to have, and we are going to fulfill God's vision for our life, for our church, for our community. Okay? I can tell you why I'm here on the radio. I can take you back to a season in prayer, a word from God back in 1996, I believe it was. And I can tell you that why I'm on the radio, Even though I wasn't on the, I was on the radio for a few months, and then I was gone for a long time. I thought that I had ultimate recognition and understanding of what that word was, and it was the revelation that I had was true. It just wasn't the ultimate fulfillment of that. And so I know why I'm here. I'm here to fulfill the purpose and the plan that God has, so that people in Brevard County will not cast off restraint and they will not experience spiritual separation from God. So I want to continue to operate under the boundaries of what God has spoken for me in my life. That keeps me from comparing myself with other people. It also keeps me from temptation. It also causes me to depend upon God as the provider. Now, verse number 26 and 27 says this: many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord. In the Amplified, it says, the wise man waits for justice from the Lord. Many crave and seek the ruler's favor. On yesterday's program, we talked about craving and seeking the ruler's favor. There are people who are always going to try and gain influence. I bought some pens one time through a person that called and said, hey, we've got a great deal on pens. And what happened was, after we bought those pens, that guy moved on from that company to another company, and he took my name and number with him. And he would call and say, hey, you remember when you bought those pens from me? Well, he was working for a different company. And what he didn't know was a person called me from the other company, and now I've got two friends. And I've got a very good office manager, you know, and they were calling and they would say, hey, is so-and-so on the phone? And they said, well, can I tell them who's calling? Yeah, it's, and they would give them their name. And, you know, she began to recognize, and she said, okay, is this a personal call or is this a sales call? And that was when they would say, you know, oh, well, we've bought pens before. And so I solved that problem. I stopped buying pens that way. I started buying pens a different way, because they were trying to manipulate the system so that they would have me think of them favorably when I didn't know them at all. I mean, they were just somebody that I made a purchase with at one point in time. So they were trying to gain favor. And so if you're in a position of authority, you're going to always have those people who are trying to get in on the right side of you for the wrong reason. But I will tell you this, my justice will not come from a man. It just won't, unless God is moving in that situation behind the scenes. You can see that with Mordecai in the book of Esther, where Haman was enraged because Mordecai would not bow to honor Haman whenever he walked by. Haman was an Agagite. We talked on a program last week about how Agag was the king of the Amalekites, who had fought against the children of Israel when they were coming out of Egypt, tried to destroy them in the wilderness, and God said, I'm not a fan of that strategy. And they said, there's always going to be hostility. And every time they encounter an Amalekite, encounter an Amalekite in the Old Testament, they're generally doing something. One of them was present when Saul died in battle before David was made king. He was in battle with the Philistines, and an Amalekite comes and he brings the crown to David and says, look, this is what happened. And David said, how'd you come upon this? And the Amalekite said, well, He was dying, but he wasn't quite dead yet. And so he asked me to kill him. And so I did, and I brought the crown to you. And David said, you weren't afraid to touch the Lord's anointed? And that didn't go well. It didn't go well at all for the Amalekite. So there was a person that was seeking favor. Justice for Mordecai came because the king couldn't sleep one night. Mordecai had actually saved the king's life. And so, you know, they didn't have television that they could turn on and watch. And so the king has people gather the scrolls and say, okay, tell me about some of the things. And they start reading the scroll, and they said, Mordecai saved the king's life. And it says, well, what did we ever do to thank him for saving the king's life? And they said, you never did anything for him. And about that time, Haman walked in and said, hey, you know, what should we do to honor a person? And Haman thought, well, who does he want to honor more than me? And so he tells him what he thinks ought to be done. And the king says, okay, I want you to go and lead Mordecai throughout the city doing exactly what you have said. And at that point in time, Haman and his advisors begin to realize that the tables have turned, because God is a just and holy God. And what looked like their imminent destruction ended up being imminent victory. You know, in verse number 27, there's a lot for us to discuss. I don't think that I'm going to be able to do that the justice that it needs to. That's kind of funny. I don't believe that in the next, you know, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, that I would be able to communicate in a manner that would be able to treat this. Let me just skip on back here to verse number 18 again, where it says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. I don't believe that is just talking about a corporate revelation. I believe it could be a personal revelation. In that if you do not have a prophetic vision, a purpose from God that you are operating in, then you are going to be more susceptible to temptation than you otherwise would be. Now, I don't know anybody who wants to be more susceptible to temptation. So let me tell you some words of wisdom here, and that is this. If there's an area in your life that you are vulnerable in, and you do not have revelation from God's word or a authoritative stance that you have taken because of God's word spoken to you or written to you, if you're vulnerable, stay away. Run from that stuff. I don't care what you have to do to distance yourself from that, but whatever you need to do, do it. Now, many times, you know, if you remember, we were talking about in Proverbs 28:5, evil men do not understand justice. A lot of times people think that the problem is an external problem when it's really an internal problem. And so people think that other people are the problem. Look at what you made me do. Well, how did they make you do that? Were they holding a gun to your head? No, they they just didn't do what I wanted to do, and it made me angry. It's their fault. Well, no, that's not accurate. You made a choice. Accept the responsibility for it and say, you know what? The problem is not with the way that they treated me. The problem is the way that I responded to how they treated me. So I've told you one time there was a meeting. I'd put a lot of work into a project, and we were moving in one direction, and all of a sudden it abruptly and swiftly changed, and I was not happy. Wasn't an eternal thing. It just, I'd invested a lot of stuff, time, energy, into it. And everything flipped, and I left that meeting, and I was a little hot under the collar. And so I was praying, and, on the way home, God spoke to me, and he said, you know, I have to deal with your pride just as much as I have to deal with anybody else's pride. And I realized at that point in time that it wasn't an external problem. It was an internal problem. And when it's a problem with me, I can deal with a problem with me. I can say, you know, God, would you change my heart? And God will change my heart. Today, I want to encourage you, don't cast off the restraint of God's word in your life. Allow God's word to be the boundaries that says, you know what, this is how we're going to make it happen. We'll see you next time right here.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Intoxicating you are to me, illuminating you are to see, truly breathtaking you are to breathe, sending my head swimming you are. You see, and I've lost my mind. I'm sure I'll find need to apologize for my lack of inhibition, for my belligerent condition. But with you this near, I'm dizzy. My voice is gone, my